It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Let's begin today with the huge news that's likely being overshadowed by coverage of the former guy's arraignment on Tuesday, which we'll get to. But first, Tuesday was a damn good day for progressives. Voters went to the polls in two runoff elections. In Chicago, progressive Brandon Johnson emerged the winner in the mayoral race against more conservative Paul Vallas. And in Wisconsin, where control of the state Supreme Court was at stake, the liberal judge, Janet Protasiewicz, easily beat her conservative opponent, Daniel Kelly, in that Wisconsin Supreme Court race, moving the court's control to the left, just as they prepare to hear an important abortion case. Oh, and take up redistricting in the state. You see, all Democrats need to do is just show up and vote. Now, on to the main attraction. The lead in the New York Times today reads, Donald J. Trump, who has weathered two impeachment trials, a special counsel inquiry, and decades of investigations, was accused by Manhattan prosecutors on Tuesday of orchestrating a hush money scheme to pave his path to the presidency and then covering it up from the White House. Yeah, history was made on Tuesday. For the first time, a standing or former president was arraigned. Donald Trump was charged with 34 felony counts for allegedly falsifying business records. Now, the case is largely connected to that 2016 hush money payment to former porn star Stormy Daniels, though two other deals were also invoked. The one involving Karen McDougal. Do you remember her? The former Playboy model who was paid $150,000 to keep quiet about an alleged long-term affair. And then there was the case of Dino Sajudin. He's a doorman who was paid $30,000 to keep quiet about a story of a Donald Trump love child that apparently later turned out to be fake anyway. It appears that the two main witnesses for the prosecution are the unfortunately named David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, who worked with Trump by lining up these catch-and-kill stories, where they'd purchase the rights to negative stories about Trump and then make sure they were never published. And of course, Michael Cohen, Trump's ex-lawyer and fixer, who went to prison for perjury and tax fraud charges related to these very charges. So Trump arrived at the courthouse. It was a media circus, more media than protesters or counter-protesters combined, because our media hasn't learned the lessons. So after the hearing, the cameras, of course, followed Trump and his caravan back to LaGuardia Airport and then back to Florida to Mar-a-Lago. Once at Mar-a-Lago, Trump had promoted that he was going to deliver remarks. According to reports, it was the typical Trump stump speech, except more boring than usual. But apparently, Trump spent 30 minutes trashing all of the investigations he faces. Again, he attacked the judge on this case, Juan Merchan, despite Merchan's admonition to both sides that everyone tied to the criminal case refrain from any comments that undermine the rule of law. But Trump called Merchan, quote, a Trump-hating judge with a Trump-hating wife and family whose daughter worked for Kamala Harris of the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg. Trump said he, quote, should be prosecuted or at a minimum he should resign for illegally leaking vast amounts of grand jury information. God, he's delusional. And about the case in general, Trump said, quote, this fake case was brought only to interfere with the upcoming 2024 election and should be dropped immediately. There is no case, no case. Sure, Donald, eat another cheeseburger. Of the special counsel, Jack Smith, who was overseeing both the federal classified documents and the January 6th probes, Trump alleged Jack Smith is a made-up name, and he said he's a, quote, radical left lunatic known as a bomb thrower who is harassing hundreds of my people day after day over the boxes hoax. What? He called the district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia, Fannie Willis, a, quote, local racist district attorney in Atlanta, who's doing everything in her power to indict me over an absolutely perfect phone call. Yeah, it was a perfect criminal phone call in which he tried to entice Georgia's Secretary of State to fix the results of the election there and declare him the winner. Of New York, Attorney General Letitia James, who's suing the Trumps and the Trump Organization, he said, she is, quote, another racist in reverse. Wow. And so it went. Most of the news channels that even bothered to cover it cut away. So what happens next? Well, Trump is free. The judge set the next hearing in this case for December 4th. Though, in the wake of the comments Trump made about the judge, his family, his daughter specifically. Perhaps they'll call them back into court and institute that gag order or not. I guess we'll wait and find out. In the meantime, no rest for the weary. Right, Rachel Maddow?
Next week, he's got the deposition in the $250 million civil fraud case that Letitia James has brought against
him. That's right.
The week after that is the Fox News Dominion trial.
That's right.
Which is going to be a week worth of testimony about how all the most famous right-wingers in the country think that he's a dork and secretly say it to
demonic.
Each other.
Demonic.
A demonic force. And then the week after that is the E. Jean Carroll trial, in which he is accused both of rape and defamation.
And then it's May, when there's the broad expectation that Fani Willis is going to issue an indictment for what happened down in Fulton County.
Good luck to us. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.